I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Millions flee the draft in Myanmar. The details coming up. Then later, deaf Christian leaders gain an important foothold. Stick around for the full story. We'll begin today in Myanmar, which has declared martial law in 5 new cities, bringing the total to 61 cities nationwide since 2021. Brian Dennett with AMG International says,
as much as 60% of the country has been recaptured by resistance groups. So the military really is desperate.
Analysts say the military junta imposes martial law in areas under rebel control, signaling the new battle zones it hopes to reconquer.
We've just been praying for an end to everything, and it just seems to keep getting worse. Since the start of the coup, thousands have been killed. We hear as many as 3 million have been displaced. And as of today, the fighting rages on.
Meanwhile, a mandatory draft imposed in late February has millions of young people on the move.
What's happened in the last several days is like a mass exodus. Young people are trying desperately to escape the country. Long lines in immigration trying to get visas legally, and then others are just crossing the borders anywhere they can to get out.
After the 2021 coup, AMG Partners started a hostel for unaccompanied children who crossed the border into a neighboring country. That hostel is now out of room. Expansion plans are underway, but AMG needs your help to reach its goal. Find ways to help in the full story at our website, and then pray that AMG can reach more vulnerable kids with the hope of Christ.
Everything we do is done with an eye on sharing Jesus. So the gospel is being clearly presented to all of these kids.
Next, Christians in Nigeria continue to face brutal persecution. During a podcast interview, Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada spoke with Mark Lippo of the Stephanos Foundation. He said that Boko Haram is so devastating, partly because Christians used to share hospitality with the people now resorting to murder and violence.
All of a sudden, these people you have known as good people, they are supposed to be living with you under your favor, now behaving like your masters and making demands and horribly attacking you and killing.
Not only are extremists terrorizing Nigeria's Christians, but also those in power aren't treating Boko Haram like a threat.
We're expected to live with people that can rise at any time and do such a havoc. This is the plight of the Christians here. We don't have an option but to love as Christians. Once you stop being a Christian or stop loving somebody, you're becoming worse than what you profess.
There's more about the endurance of Nigeria's believers in the full story at missionnews.org. And the global deaf ministry Door International celebrates a first-time event to the recent 2414 conference in Nairobi, Kenya. Door International's Rob Meyer says,
2414 was founded around Matthew 24:14, which talks about how the gospel will be preached throughout all the world to every people group, to every ethne, and then the end will come.
The annual conference gathers leaders from global church planting networks to collaborate and strategize.
This was the first time that 2414 had deaf leaders attend. They have the opportunity to learn standard terms, what things are successful and work well, and also get to share what they've seen work incredibly well in these spaces.
It was a meaningful moment for Door's leaders and deaf Christians in general.
I know a number of deaf leaders who in the past have applied to missions organizations and have been rejected, being told you can't be a missionary, you can't be a church leader because you're deaf.
Pray collaborative church planting efforts between deaf and hearing networks will accelerate. Ask the Lord to advance his gospel among the world's unreached deaf communities. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is giving away a free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. It's more than the biography of a ministry pioneer. It's a charge to all Christians to respond in kind within our own cultures and to use Carey's example as our model for taking the light of the gospel into every corner of society. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.